Well, one of the nice things about having the Lac Parle County Fair in town and things going on is it can renew some old acquaintances of people coming back to Madison to see the fair and talk to some old friends. And speaking of old friends, we've got one in the studio here right now. And it doesn't seem like he should be that old, but it was a lot of years ago. Mike Burzak, Mike Nelson at the time. Iron Mike, people remember you as one of our DJs on the radio. Mike.
Here I am.
Yeah, here he is, live and in person.
Little older, less hair.
Yeah, a little wiser maybe, or
maybe not. Depending on who you ask.
About the same, yeah. You were in radio, so you couldn't be that bright. But anyway, great to have you in the studios here, Mike.
Good to be here.
We thought it'd be kind of fun just to reminisce a little bit about the good old days at Q92. You were here about what years would that have been? When did you graduate from Madison?
I graduated. We were the last class, Madison High School, June of 1990.
Okay.
And I still, to this day, I think I've told you this, I still have my operator's license from the FCC.
You
I
do.
Still have it to this day.
Totally worthless these days, but...
Completely.
Yeah. But you have it.
August of 86.
Okay. So from about 86 to 90 or so,
yeah,
you were working
just after high school.
Okay.
Yep.
You did a great job on the radio. One of the best part-timers we've had.
It's one of the best jobs I ever had.
And you worked, where did the first place we ever had the radio station would have been in 83. That was back where the right across the street from what was the bowling alley, just
right.
North
right.
across the street on Main Street. We were there for about a year or so. And then we went out to the country in a 14 by 70 mobile home out at the tower site. I think that's where you kind of
joined
us.
That's where I came on.
That's where
yep.
you started, right?
Yep. Well, actually, I started... in a strange sort of way, bombarding you with letters when you were still at the original location.
Yes, remember, you were enthusiastic about working.
Yes,
on
I
it.
Was.
Yes.
Yeah, and finally got my foot in the door, and as they say, the rest is history.
That's right, and you were Iron Mike on the radio.
Yes,
that's
I was.
At nighttime, we played some pretty heavy stuff. What are some of the artists you were playing there on? You're spinning the disc back in the... We were playing records, vinyl at the time.
We did all kinds of stuff. Motley yeah. Crue...
AC/DC,
Kiss, AC/DC,
Tesla.
Still got a
lot of those old albums in the back room.
Yep.
You probably recognize.
Yeah. Cinderella.
Yep. A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Pretty popular show there over the years.
Yep.
Yep. People still to this day remember Iron Mike.
Yes, they do.
Would have been nice if we could have worked out to have a hour of Iron Mike back on the air. But unfortunately, I just think with the fair and everything, it's a little bit hard to... get time and your time here is
right.
limited too because you're living down in Phoenix now.
I am in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right. So
yes.
You got
to
be going
It's nice to
there.
Be out of the heat.
Yes, but we're trying to convince Mike to move back, you know, to the area here. So if that would happen, maybe we could, you know, resurrect Iron Mike at least
I would love
a
to.
Night or two.
Be so, great.
Yep, because you had a lot of requests too, didn't you, over the, you know.
It did, you know, and I don't, thinking back, I don't even remember how it started, but I just know that it gained traction and,
right.
you know, the kids started liking it and a lot of listeners liked it and there were nights the phone rang constantly.
Yep, so
yeah.
The Iron Mike Show.
Yep.
And that ran probably till about the time you graduated, probably.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it sure did. I can't remember what year we started doing it, probably 88, late 87, 88 after that, and yeah, right up until I was...
Right, until
I moved to Colorado.
Really didn't find anybody to pick up on it after that, so it kind of went by the wayside. But
yeah.
It's one of those good memories here.
A lot of good memories.
Yeah. No, we were telling a lot of stories about when you and I were sitting here talking, but of course we can't tell most of those on the radio, unfortunately, but because people probably wouldn't believe it anyway.
You right.
know, well, Chris Kuchenmeister now has been working for us for 39 of the 40 years. And she has always said that she used to watch WKRP in Cincinnati, you know,
right.
the show on TV, and she thought that was the dumbest and most unlikely show she ever saw until she got into radio and met people like you and me.
Us characters.
And she said that show isn't even close to, you know, the insanity that actually
right.
exists in some radio stations.
Yes.
We won't name any particular radio stations.
We will not.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we've had a lot of different employees. Kyle Stamp, of course,
mm-hmm.
Was working here for us at the time that mm-hmm. we were here. And Marv Meyer you got to work with Marv
yep.
there when he was
good old Marv.
Old time show for
yep.
many years. He was quite a character. And, yeah, it was a good crew. And
Bill Shangrati.
Yep, Bill Shangrati. Melissa and Janice Benson
yep.
were part-timers.
Mm-hmm.
Vince and Wanda Cook worked for us at one time. So I was figuring it up one day. I think we've had about... think I came up with about 50 or 60 people that have were connected over the past 40 years in one way or another, you know, doing things for us.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep. And got a good crew now. We still got Chris, you know. She's good for
still
another
here.
4 or 5 years, she says.
She's right here. I can attest to that.
Right. She is. And still relatively sane.
Yes.
With all the sanity we have around here sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah. And Paul's been with us for a long time, too. Does a great job on sports. Of course, back when you were here, Kyle Stamp was doing a lot of the play-by-play.
Baseball games, football games, basketball. Yep.
So we did always done a lot of sports. Tim McNamara, I think.
I remember Tim.
Tim there. We got a chance to visit with him not too long ago, too. So
he's very nice.
Still around. So, yep. Well, good. And these days, like you say, you're down in Phoenix, Arizona. And,
yep.
What are you doing down that direction?
I am working for Miller Coors down there. I drive a 53-foot tractor trailer in the city, and I liken it to piloting a 747 in a beer can.
Yeah. Yes, I think that would not be a good job for me.
Yeah.
I have trouble driving the Trailblazer downtown Madison. So.
No, I've been doing that for be coming up on 27 years now. I've been with Miller Coors. So. Yeah.
A little warmer. Winters are a little better down there. But,
they are.
But, yeah, we found about six different jobs that I think Mike would be good at up here, including another stint on the radio. So we'll work on them. And,
I am open to all of it.
That's right. Well, it's nice to see we've had a lot of people move back here in recent years, and we can always use more.
So. You know, it's funny as you get older, you know, how things kind of come full circle. And you miss home more as you get older.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely the case.
I used to think that was all a bunch of hooey, but it's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I've just always liked rural Minnesota. I grew up in Benson, and I had two brothers and a sister that all kind of took off. And I've just always had a warm spot for rural radio. So I've been in radio now just about 50 years, and all of my time has been spent in very small rural markets. And never regretted.
There's nothing like it.
Never regretted that. And
You
know, some people said, "Wouldn't you wish you moved on to WCCO?" I said, "Well, not really. You know, I just like radio the way we do it out here."
Yep.
So.
Well, this area is very lucky to have somebody like you.
So. Well, I've been lucky to find this place to locate because it's been a mutual arrangement for the area and our family, and
it's worked out well.
It has.
Yep.
So. And thanks to a great part to people like you over the years who have kept it going. It takes people.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you dropping by, and always fun to talk to you. So you're always welcome to come back here at Q92.
I appreciate it. And they have really good coffee here, by the way.
The one thing I know, there's two things I can make in life, coffee and theater popcorn over the ground.
There we go.
That's it. Other than that, I leave it up to Deb and Amber and everybody else.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Mike, glad you had a chance to come to the fair. How'd you like that fair?
It was awesome, I tell you. It was really, they did a bang-up job. Hairball was great. All the entertainment was great. We took in the Demolition Derby. It was a good time. Brings back a lot of memories. Saw a lot of people I haven't seen for years.
Yep, going to be tough to top that one. But knowing the fair board, they'll have something up their sleeve for next year.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. They always do a great job.
Got to say hats off to them.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Mike, Nelson, Burzak. Appreciate you coming on in and talking to us today.
Thank you, Maynard. Appreciate it.
Have a great week and have a safe trip back.
Thank you very much.